For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump pushed back against what his former attorney Michael Cohen said in pleading guilty this week to two felony campaign finance violations. As Cohen noted, he's violated the law at Trump's direction. Longtime Judiciary Committee member Senator Orrin Hatch on the plea deal of Michael Cohen, suggesting then-candidate Donald Trump okayed payments to avoid disclosures of alleged affairs.
Well, these are serious charges. They can't be ignored.
Interviewed by Fox and Friends, the president said payments to women who've alleged affairs with him were not akin to campaign contributions.
They didn't come out of the campaign. They came from me.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders.
As the president has stated on numerous occasions, he did nothing wrong. There are no charges against him in this. Just because Michael Cohen made a plea deal doesn't mean that implicates the president on anything.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
New charges have been filed against the Arizona man who sold ammunition to the gunman in last fall's mass shooting in Las Vegas. While Douglas Haig sold ammunition to the gunman, Stephen Paddock, that isn't part of this indictment filed by state officials in Nevada. Haig does face charges of engaging in the business of making ammunition without a license. And in a separate case in Arizona, Haig is charged with manufacturing armor-piercing bullets, some of which were found in Paddock's Mandalay Bay hotel room following the massacre. Ohio State will start its football season without coach Urban Meyer. He's been suspended for the first three games for mishandling a domestic abuse case of a former assistant coach. Lead investigator Mary Jo White says they found that Meyer knew about the allegations but didn't report it.
More than 60,000 electronic documents and 10,000 pages of Coach Meyer's text messages from the past year were accessed and reviewed.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
They're getting set free. Animal crackers are no longer caged, as USA's Chris Barnes reports.
You might say they're now free-range animal crackers. The packaging of Barnum's Animals from Nabisco has long depicted the circus animals inside as being inside cages, like they would be at a circus. But no longer, now they're just seen standing around. The change comes after a campaign from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. PETA was telling Nabisco and its parent company that there are brutal conditions at some circuses to get their animals to perform tricks, and it shouldn't be something that's glorified on the front of their package. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The man accused in the shooting at a Tennessee Waffle House will go to a mental health facility in the hopes that he becomes fit to stand trial. A judge has ruled that 29-year-old Travis Reinking is mentally unfit to stand trial on charges that he fatally shot four people at the Waffle House restaurant in Nashville on April 22nd. Forensic psychologist Rena Eisen testified at a court hearing.
To be not competent means that their mental illness is causing them to not be able to assist their attorney in their defense or to understand the proceedings against them.
Eisen says Reinking is refusing to take medication that could help treat his mental illness. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.